Imagine like a clogged pipe in your house, right? You pour in some harsh chemicals, dissolve the blockage, and just flush it all away.
Yeah, simple enough.
But what if that pipe is actually a pulmonary artery inside your dog, and the clog is a tangle of foot-long living parasites?
That completely changes the equation.
Right. Because suddenly dissolving that blockage becomes just as explosive and potentially as dangerous as the clog itself. Welcome to our deep dive today. We're taking you through a stack of veterinary studies comparing the $1,500 gold standard cure to a controversial, budget-friendly slow kill method.
Yeah, it's a fascinating comparison. We're really trying to figure out why the cure can sometimes be as deadly as the disease.
To understand why treating heartworm is so risky, we first have to look at what the worms actually do. I mean, they don't live in the heart, do they?
No, they don't. They actually live in the arteries connecting the heart to the lungs. And as they grow, they damage the delicate lining of those blood vessels. Yeah, they turn them from smooth tubes into this roughened texture. It's, almost like a shag carpet.
A shag carpet inside a blood vessel. That sounds awful, which means the dog's heart has to pump exponentially harder just to push blood over that rough surface.
Exactly. And if you administer a fast-acting drug to kill those foot-long worms all at once, they dislodge. They just get swept into the smaller branches of the lungs.
Causing a massive clot, right?
Yes, a fatal lung clot. Veterinarians call it a pulmonary thromboembolism. But the physical blockage is really only half the problem.
Right, because the sources mention the sheer explosiveness of the dog's immune response. And that's actually triggered by a bacteria called Wolbachia.
That's right. Wolbachia is a symbiotic bacteria. It's basically the worm's life support system.
Okay, let's unpack this. They rely on each other to survive,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely do. Wolbachia provides these vital energy pathways that the worm lacks. So when a worm dies, it spills all these bacterial proteins into the dog's bloodstream.
Sending the immune system into absolute overdrive.
Completely. It's a massive shock.
So this is why the modern gold standard treatment requires giving the dog an antibiotic, doxycycline, for a full 28 days before the heavy-duty arsenical drug, molarsamine, is ever used.
Yes, that's the pretreatment phase.
It's basically like cutting the power grid to the worms before launching the main strike.
I like that analogy. Cutting the power weakens them, and importantly, it dramatically quiets the immune response.
Makes sense.
Then, once the worms are vulnerable, the vet uses a staggered three-dose protocol of molarsamine. This specific timing closes what we call the susceptibility gap.
Wait, what is the susceptibility gap?
It's a brief window where young worms are essentially immune to the poison. So by timing the strikes, they kill over 98% of the worms.
While also preventing a lethal logjam in the lungs.
Precisely.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. If molarsamine is wiping out 98% of the worms safely, it's just baffling that anyone would use a treatment that takes 3 years to work. Why is a slow kill method even an option?
Well, as a medical professional, slow kill is a disaster. You're leaving foot-long worms inside the dog's heart and lungs for years.
Just causing continuous damage.
Yes, the vascular damage, that shag carpet effect we talked about, it just continues. Plus, strict rest is required so the dog doesn't suffer sudden respiratory distress from the dying worms.
Which is nearly impossible to enforce over 3 years. Try telling a dog not to run for 3 years.
It's impossible.
But look at a high transmission area like Huntsville, Texas. The infection rates for unprotected dogs hit like 40.8%. That is huge.
It is staggering.
And shelters there are flooded. They don't have $1,500 per dog, and they certainly don't have the space to keep a dog strictly confined for the 120 days the gold standard requires. It's war zone triage. A $10 monthly pill is all they have.
You make a really good point. Heartworm really is a socioeconomic disease, and in that context, the slow kill method is a salvage procedure. It's born out of pure financial necessity.
Right. Shelters are just doing the absolute best they can to keep these dogs alive.
They are. But relying on those continuous monthly preventatives introduces a massive microscopic danger. You're giving the adult worms just enough medicine to annoy them.
But not enough to kill them quickly.
Exactly.
Which creates the perfect environment for breeding drug-resistant worms. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, it proves that giving your dog a simple, cheap, monthly preventative year-round is vastly better than dealing with either of these nightmare treatments.
I couldn't agree more. It's a collision between medical perfection and community health realities. Rapid elimination is undeniably the safest biological path for the animal.
But when the resources aren't there, the compromises carry heavy long-term risks.
Very heavy. The medical risks are just pushed down the road.
Which leaves us with a pretty terrifying thought to chew on. The sources note that the low-dose medicines used in the slow kill method are already creating resistant strains of heartworms in places like the Mississippi Delta.
Yes, we're already seeing it happen.
So if we keep relying on these budget-friendly salvage treatments, could we eventually breed a superworm? Could our attempts to slowly clear out that clogged pipe ultimately render our best everyday preventatives completely useless worldwide?